Alright, good evening everyone. At this time, I'm going to call to order the regular council meeting for Coburn Town Council for Monday, September the 9th, 2024, at 6:30 PM. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins, Jeff Kaiser, Devin Tamoni.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we do have 3 of 5 members present, therefore we have a quorum and we can proceed with the meeting. Mr. Kaiser made us aware at the last meeting that he would be out of town tonight. And Mr. Collins is feeling a little bit under the weather, so that's why they're not here tonight. The next item is invocation. I see Carol Childress from Midway Church here to lead us in an invocation. And if everyone else would please remain standing for the pledge.
If we would, if we bow our heads as we go before the Lord. Holy Father, as we humbly bow down before you, we thank you, Father, for the privilege to come before the throne of grace. We thank you for the blessings that you give us each day, and we thank you, Lord, for the beauty of this day. And may we, Lord, grab this day, knowing that Jesus Christ is our Lord. We thank you, Father, for the salvation and the freedoms that we have, all given by the blood that has been shed. And now as we come to you, we ask, Father, that your Spirit would make himself known. May each and every soul here be brought together into one, into unity, to do your will and to bring glory to your name. Thank you, Father, for the abundance that you give us. And thank you, Lord, for allowing us, again, to be able to be here together in your name. For it is in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
The next item we have is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. We ask that you please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do you have anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one in the audience, I will close public expression. That brings us to the next item, which is a response to public expression from August the 26th. Do we have any response?
Mute it. Make sure. No, because they would all pertain to updates on the web page and stuff, and Mr. Williams would be the one to have to answer that.
Okay, hearing no one with a response, I'll move on to the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda tonight? Hearing none, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. First item on that agenda is reports. A, fire department. I do not see a representative from the fire department here tonight, so we'll move on to B, police department. Chief Mullins.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I provided you with several handouts. The first is just kind of a breakdown. It's the two-page, very itemized one. So that is a breakdown of how the summer reports will start to generate moving forward. We're still working a couple of the kinks out, but overall it's drastically improving, and I'm working with them to work out the final kinks now. Call volume has been consistent. So those are only the calls for service that are reflected there, and there are some of the outline items that we're still working those kinks out to get those that reflect the accurate numbers. The extra patrols, I handed that sheet out to you separately. It's a 3-page document. So I had that module modeled after an agency in North Carolina, and it was kind of customized to fit what I wanted for the department. And overall, everyone is very pleased with it. I'm very pleased with it. But Essentially, what we're going to be able to do is add all of our businesses in town, so every one of them, not just the ones that are routinely calls for service areas, but we'll be able to add all the businesses on there. And then if we have anybody that's wanting to go out of town for vacation or anything like that, we can add those in as well. But essentially, it allows us to select that business in the drop-down tab and then click the start button, check the business out, and make sure everything's okay. And then click a button, and it stops with a date and time stamp on there, and it shows how often we're checking those businesses. If we discover something is abnormal, you can see there is an example that's on the page that I gave you. When I was checking the pool, I discovered it was a day that the pool had already been closed up for the season. I checked and found that the gate was open, and it was just the guys were there picking up the trash and it had been left open by mistake. We were able to check and make sure that there's no damage done, but it shows that that system will do what we're wanting it to do and gives us a place to annotate that on there and check everything out. So, so far, everything is working very well with the system. Just continue to add data and build more things to it. We made contact with Southern Software today in reference to getting those old files transferred over the way that we need them to. Jimmy and I were both having a difficult time getting that individual to call us back that can do that. He did call us back today, and we were able to get the that process started. So I'm hoping by the next workshop meeting, we'll have that everything transferred over and that everything will be closed out. So that is that. You have a one-page document. It's the one with the Commonwealth of Virginia seal on that. That is the cover page for the DMV grant. So I attended that workshop about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, and I went over and signed for the grant that we were awarded for the speed enforcement. So that is for speed and seatbelt enforcement for fiscal year 25. So I will need you all to approve for the town to receive that tonight so that I can complete all the paperwork and send that back to Richmond. But we were awarded $10,700. And so I felt like that was a good amount given the fact that we had not had it in the last 2 years, and it gives us a good starting point. The tickets and our reports are already higher than they have been in the past, and that's some of the things that they take into consideration when they award this. So this is a very good starting point for us to add on to for fiscal year 26.
So you're needing from us an approval to
The director advised that that the council just has to approve receiving and utilizing the funds, and then I can get the necessary signatures from either Jimmy or the mayor, and I can send that paperwork into Richmond so that it can be available starting October 1.
Great. Well, first of all, I appreciate you going over and taking care of this for us.
Yes, sir.
Can we do that now?
Do you want to do that now?
We can.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the DMV grant to be passed through the Town of Coburn accounts. Is that correct?
We include the amount.
$10,700.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the DMV grant for selective enforcement in the amount of $10,700. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Make it the 2025 year grant. That's all.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second to adopt or accept the Selective Enforcement Police Traffic Service grant for fiscal year 25 through the DMV. In the amount of $10,700. Ms. Sharp, if you'd do a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins, Jeff Kaiser, Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
The last document that I gave you all is a sample ordinance in reference to the updating of the Spirit Trail access and permitted traveling rules. Essentially, this was just copy and pasted from the previous documents that we had on file with minor updates with reference to it removed the $10 local permit, basically put that back onto purchasing a valid permit from Spearhead Trails at an approved location. And just so you all are aware, they can have two locations, they can have multiple locations, we can have town hall as a location. That's something that if the town chooses to do so, but they do give a small portion of that, those proceeds back to whatever location. But basically I just made it vague so that it has to be one of the approved places that Spearhead Trails has granted access for, so that it's not solely on the town to keep that up. But that speed limit, it clarifies that verbiage, and it clarifies the last portion as far as the roads that are permitted and then the ones that do not live on an approved road, how can they access it? I know last time we, I think it was asked about the speed limit on Laurel. It's 35 out to the Dale Ridge Road. It doesn't change till it's out past that. But if you all decide whether it's tonight or the next meeting to make this a form of a motion and pass it through, this would be still any of these would still be subject to the approval of VDOT permits. So
I think that extension to go up through there will have to come through VDOT.
Correct. So all of technically all of the roads, VDOT would have to be sign off on those roads. The ones that they'd already approved previously, that shouldn't be an issue. They're just renewing those. But any of the new ones, they would just have to come out and check and make sure. But the gentleman that we met that would be the approval authority, he seemed very willing to work with the town to make this happen.
I would like to ask that this be advertised for a public hearing. Looks like we're going to have two ordinances to discuss. So I'd like to do that before our October regular meeting. Which we need to have a discussion. It's a holiday, so do we want to
guess we'll do move, Tuesday?
Move that meeting to the 15th so we don't have to ask our employees to come in for the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So our October regular meeting will be Tuesday, October the 15th. And Mr. Williams, if you could schedule us a public hearing for this ordinance, and then here in a few minutes, once Mr. Sturgill gives his report, we'll have another one. So we'll have those for public hearing on the 15th, and then and please also put that on the agenda for approval of the regular meeting following.
And I've got a quick question on number 13. I know we discussed that a little bit last time about wording and verbiage. And as far as the wording, I mean, it's perfectly, it's worded perfectly fine. I guess my question is, does it have to be VDOT approved in any way, shape, or form for them to be able to access the approved road? And then if not, then, you know, we just say that as long as they're riding to and from to get to an approved road, is there going to be a mileage restriction? Obviously, that's kind of open-ended as far as that.
Because I think I talked about that. People that live on the far end of town, that's a long...
It says anybody that lives within town limits.
Mm-hmm. You see, from Montown way in, it's all approved. Going out towards Flatwoods, that's not completely, because...
As far as, I think the way they explained it was, only the roads that are within the town limits are the town's responsibility. So when it goes, when it goes outside into the county, the county would have to sign off on that portion of.
Where's the corporation limits going out towards Flatwoods?
Right,
oh, I know where
right
it is, right over there, top of the hill.
Top of the hill.
So that one would be okay. And then Chalet Drive, when you go behind Chalet, there's those houses back in there. That's not in corporation limits, is it?
Yeah.
And it can't come from Bruce Strait. I don't think I'd have to do a mileage because
they're all pretty.
And based on the code section, I think the town could grant that authority because, you know, there's Virginia Code 46.2, 9.16.2 that says the governing body of any town may by ordinance authorize the operation of utility vehicles on designated public roads within its boundaries after considering the speed, volume, and character of the motor traffic, vehicle traffic under such highways, and in determining that utility vehicle operation is compatible with state and local transportation plans.
Did it? I didn't see it. Is there anything in there about after dark?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Sunset to sunrise.
Okay.
And that was in a previous one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just thinking of the roads and where our corporation limits is, I don't think that any of them are that far out.
Okay, good.
Any other questions? Did that answer everything you needed? Okay. All right.
So that's on the agenda.
That'll be on the agenda for October 15th. If you could get this to Jimmy, or you can change the date or whatever.
Just
on that.
I get a check sent over to Jimmy and go with the date changes. And if you all have anything that you think of that needs to be added or amended between now and then, just let us know.
And if you would contact the gentleman at Spearhead to let him know. So he can get in touch with VDOT.
I will.
Mr. Perry.
About 4 o'clock today, so I'll reach back out to him.
Okay.
Let him know how it went.
All right.
And then the last thing I had, just we had a pretty productive month. We had 104 community service hours that were conducted in the town limits that were consisted of picking up trash, cleaning around the department, and then some assistance down on Front Street in preparation for the Guest River Rally. From the PD standpoint, the Guest River Rally went well. We had a lot of positive feedback, and the PD appreciates everybody that was involved with that, working with us and keeping us informed and working with us on that. Training-wise, I attended the Executive Summit last week, which was for the sheriffs and chiefs in the region. Very good training event there. Was able to make some very good points of contact that I think is going to be beneficial for the town moving forward. I've got Dale. He started a field training officer course this week. It's a week-long course so that we can utilize him for training our uncertified officers to get them prepared for the road. So
good.
Overall, it was a pretty productive month. We're going to continue. Right. Do y'all have any questions for me?
Questions for Chief Mullins? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Then
go back up to the fire department. October 31st, they will be doing the spectacular.
Okay.
And so, Jimmy, they'll need the road closed. He hasn't given me the time. It's the same as last year, and they're working on the flyer right now.
All right, next item is seawater plant. I do not see Mr. Markham here. Do you have anything from him?
I talked to him briefly today. He didn't have any concerns.
Okay. All right, and then the next item is D, town manager report. Mr. Williams.
Sorry I'm late today. It's been a really busy day. First thing I want to talk about is paving the hill going up to the track.
Put one down there, Carlos.
Give it to Carlos.
Yes. Thank you.
So, the last meeting we had another quote, and It was, do you remember how much it was just per ton, just for the?
I think it was 180 or 190 ton.
And that was just for, that wasn't including labor.
Right. I think all of it on that particular one was almost $2,200.
Yeah, it was right at $21,000. Okay.
I don't know how far a ton goes. I mean,
a lot of it depends on the thickness, like the thickness of the
if it's
rotor.
If it's 10 tons, I'm looking at $20,000.
We can, I think, four inches and then pack it two or something like that. That's the requirements for the highway. Doesn't have to be necessary on the hill, does it, Jeff? So we can save a little bit there and then still be able to pave somewhere else as well.
Can we contact Boyd's and have them go directly to that area at the track instead of just the general 200 per ton? Maybe can we get them up there this week to see the area and let us know exactly how much that specific area would be?
I took him up there and he said by doing it this way, he could spread the asphalt longer or further than saying this is going to be this amount for this area and go.
So is he wanting us to just purchase so many tons?
He's going to keep receipts, and then once he's done with that, then he's going to forward it.
Were we just talking about above the
where the
measurement place is?
Yeah, where the pool entrance is going to the pool. Yeah. From that part up to where it bifurcates off right there.
I mean, it needs to be done, but I don't want to say let's do it and then them get up there and say.
Well, I'll show him that, and also I showed him King Street leading up to Queen, and then a little bit on Queen, and then further down where Batty lives, to do all of that hill going down that section right there. And he still believes with doing it this way, it will be well under our budget.
What about their prices?
Prices.
Behind the alley.
It prices.
Oh, price less. I didn't even talk about that.
Because that one needs to get done too.
I can talk to them about that and the school so we can do both.
For sure, going up to the track because we promised them that when they were finished that we would get that done.
Yeah. With the paper that we have, Colin said he couldn't repair it the way it needs to be. He suggested taking it down to Superior and have them fix it. And we got two ways that we can bring it down. We can trim it all the way, or we can get a wrecker and have it taken.
Were we going to try to use that this fall?
On the flat.
On the, prices. That's kind of flat. Mm-hmm. I would probably talk to Superior and see what he says. And have you already talked to him?
Not yet.
And make sure he can and will. And I'd say a wrecker would be easiest, but more expensive.
Jamie,
if you follow all your safety regulations as you drive it up through there, I'll be happy.
What's the top speed on that thing? 3 miles an hour?
It's slow.
Yeah, I know. That's so why you need.
It takes some time to get there.
People in front and behind it, so everybody knows.
That's at least half a day job, isn't it?
Just driving it up there.
Thank you, y'all did.
Which I've been looking for trailers for, and the ones I found that it's what we've been talking about has been the fifth wheel, which we don't have that capability of doing that. To get one with a tongue on it, it's going to be a little bit more expensive than what I guess we had anticipated.
So, what is our plan for? For me, for moving forward. He can't, he would rather, I don't like being told.
I don't like an open-end quote.
I want.
That's what that is.
I want this area, and this is how much it's going to cost per area. And then you can include the other areas too, but specifically we need, if we just decide that the area of the track is going to be too expensive and that's all we can do first, we need it separate so we would know how much to spend on that. And if you could get us that maybe by the end of the week.
You can give a guesstimate.
Jim.
Using the $200 per ton and give us a guesstimate. And if you do asphalt enough, you kind of can have an idea of how much, how far that's going to go and fixing it right. So if you could just give us a guesstimated price of what that's going to cost us.
A 1 ton return, it's not going to go for. It's just like patching holes.
The what?
1 ton of asphalt.
1 ton?
Yeah. It's just like patching, going down there and just get some asphalt patch and hold it so it ain't going to go very far.
Now, what I read, it wasn't going very far. No. 1 inch thick, let's see, 1/2 inch thick, it will go 200 tons, goes 95 square meters. That's not very far.
How many tons?
200.
So if you could just get with him and get us that information, send us an email. That way if we can get going quickly.
I'm
going
to send a text just if you may answer it while we're sitting there.
Okay, that sounds good.
Something I'm interested in, and if this happened last year, and I'm not throwing this toward you because I know you got your hands full. I don't want boys to get away from us. You know, to get tied up on something else, and you know what happened last year to us. They got.
That's how we lost that roller too.
Okay, so if you'll get us that information, any other questions about the paving?
Yeah, for me.
Okay. Do you have anything else in your report?
I do. My plan was get here early to go get this on the docket, but it didn't work out quite like I planned today.
That's our form here.
That's a big one.
My dinner. I know we talked about splitting, consolidating down, we can make several orders. Just with all the time restraints and the stuff that they've been doing out with water leak and stuff, we wasn't able to meet the Thursday, Friday time frame. So my question is, can we order these with the full dollar amount that's on that? Because I can split them in half, but it's down to 2,000, less than 2,000, but we're talking about not getting the setters.
Those replacement pipes and what we need?
From what they've used already.
So to prevent a backlog this big, be better to keep it on a running rotation so that...
I've been looking at apps and some programs.
Like once a month, order what you've used.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to ordering once a week at the end of the week for the job that they took care of for that week. This is going to be some time lapse.
Right.
And getting the product.
Yeah. But I've been looking at some apps and stuff as far as for stock accounting and stuff like
inventory
that.
Inventory stock.
Inventory stock. And if I think I found one that could be linked, everybody can download it, log in with the same login and then be able to enter it in and check it out and so forth. I might try it yet. That's something we're in the soon future.
When we're replacing this brass stuff, are we bringing it in to recycle it? If we're replacing like brass adapters and stuff, 7756.63. Because brass adapter, brass coupling, and I'm going to assume we're taking something out to be putting that in. And we have a like a container that we put our brass and stuff in?
I don't know. That's
do we?
Thing.
And then when you take that and sell it, do you turn the money into the town?
Turn it into the town, yeah.
Because that would be good to use for, like, feed you all a dinner or something. On that kind
of... scrap, you know, right. You got a lot of stuff.
Right.
You got a lot of stuff.
Anything like that that you can...
pot out there.
Take it and... Take it all down, get a receipt for it, and bring it back.
Yeah, and
yeah, and then you could keep a tally of how much they're bringing in to where, like, for a special week or something that they've done exceedingly well, you can buy them pizza or something.
Oh, that won't stay.
Well, you can get a steak pizza. You get a steak pizza. No, I'm just kidding.
Get the pizza.
But, you know, it just depends on what you've got in your box to recycle. But I think recycling it and turning the money back into town hall is very important to keep that going, and you can keep a record of it.
Okay.
So let me check this number out over here. Got to see what Kathy's report says. I think it's improved. Well, I know there's a page.
Third page.
Well, no, I'm looking for the one that's the comparison. You know, this year, last year.
It's after the minutes.
That would be why I couldn't find it. I found it.
Did the boys...
I think, just go ahead.
Come through on that pump.
You gotta have it.
Make that one.
It's what it was. It was a leak.
We got a leak, actual leak.
An actual leak. We located it. I went, put their hiking boots on and walked through all the area and came across it. So we fixed that, and Boggs had already put the other pump in that they repaired, but it's not been turned on yet. And I contacted Boggs, let them know that we found the leak and everything, so they was going to send down to determine if we're going to turn that pump on and make sure it's offline correctly. And talked to Brian, he said that's the tightest as far as water usage in that area we've been to date.
Good deal.
After it was repaired.
Good deal.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to make a motion that we approve $7,756.63 for Consolidated Pipe to replace what we have used out of our stock.
Second. We have a motion and a second to accept the quote from Consolidated Pipe in the amount of $7,756.63 to replenish inventory of public works. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
One last thing I can think of is that Kathy and I have been working on the ordinances and resolutions. Alphabetically.
Yeah.
And also I've got a file that I'm going to be putting on our webpage here. It'll be one day this week.
Great.
Okay.
I know one person that'll make
it. I was trying to get there before today, and I just didn't get it done. So
have you contacted VDOT over our ATV permits?
I have contacted VDOT, and VDOT's supposed to get back with me. He needs to find out a couple of things as far as I'm working a couple of things with them. But also, the CIA has asked me to look at putting east side helmet on the road going up to Schoolhouse Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for that answer. Also, he's looking at the requirements. He thinks he knows what it is, but he doesn't want to tell me anything wrong, so he's going to get back with me. As far as permits and stuff for the spearhead, that's something that Chief and I will get together, and was basically waiting to see how this ordinance went and everything, and then start going from there.
Did you respond to the email in regards to the types of flag holders?
I did.
Okay.
And let me answer that.
Sure.
Mr. Pruitt has asked, he bought 2 or 10 flags to hang up
Eastside flags. He made an error. There's two different ways he can hang the particular flags. I don't know what they are. But he asked how we hung the other ones, and I explained to him that they're on a pole that spins to keep the flag from getting wrinkled, and they're held on by a grommet and a grommet clip, and I'm not heard about that.
Do we have another one that has the pole where it's got the little town of Coburn? Do we have those?
We have those. The way he explained to me, he was talking about waving like we did, and he specified the American flag, so that's the only reason I thought that. And also, I've got, he's out west right now, but to get the banners along the poles and stuff, get them redone. When he gets back next week, he and I can get together with whatever format or type of picture or what we want on those, and he's in quote to get all those replaced.
Which banners?
The one that says Town Coburn just has a seal on it.
Oh, the little flags that I was talking about, that's what he bought. No. That's what I would have bought.
Yeah, that's not what he bought. He bought the actual one.
Okay.
Okay.
Town Coburn, them flags you're talking about, didn't you? The flags you're talking about, they're coming from town. What's the Town Coburn?
Yep.
We got to make sure that, you know, when we get them, we got to get them brackets to go with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I asked about that too, and he said it won't be no problem.
Okay.
He just outfitted the whole town of Wise.
Have you paid attention to the messages about putting up the greenery, like now, instead of waiting until Christmas? And I kind of liked their idea, and it would help.
We're talking about putting silver.
Well, going ahead and doing the light poles. Wrap them with the Christmas greenery, and then they would decorate them for fall. And then they would already be up and be decorated for fall. And I thought that was good, and it would also help you all when it come closer to time to get it done for home for the holidays. Yeah, go ahead and put the garland on. He didn't say anything about the lights, did he?
No, just the garland around the poles. Yeah. The only thing I worry about that is the time that's going to be on there. And you know, that garland wasn't cheap.
No,
to get
it. Should.
I just hate for somebody roaming through and end up tearing it up. Being that length of time, we're talking about 2 months, 3 months.
Yep.
2 months.
That's something to consider.
There was the part of me that liked it because it would cut down on the, when it comes time to put the rest of the Christmas stuff out, it would help with that transition. But I also understand that part too.
I do. And build on that a little bit. I've been looking at replacing all the globes on top of those lights. The company that I could order 100 of them and it placed in the order, but then I called them about the taxes in, and then Jeff was in there. And they said, well, we only got 11 in stock.
11, yeah.
And they're obsolete because that company they buy them from no longer sells them.
This is from over, where did we go? Cumberland, Kentucky?
Yeah.
I think that's ugly.
You don't like those lights?
No.
I thought they were cute.
And I'm taking from 10 inch to 8 inch globe. So it's going to be a tile.
They look nice. So they're
what
in the
size,
street.
Jim?
From a 10 to an 8 inch.
That's just a protective. And we've looked at that. Anyway. Oh, well. Can't make everybody happy. But anyway. But that would be replacing all of them. And we ran out of money. Anyway. Until we get that downtown beautification grant.
When does it open up? Have you checked?
April.
Is the deadline is April? Yeah. So.
Okay. Did you make contact with the Job Corps yet about
concrete?
The sidewalks.
I talked to Mr. Spill, and he is going to get with the gentleman that does the stamping and everything, and we're going to meet again, and he's going to have examples of what type of, because he's like all kinds of stamps,
okay.
Just not something that looks like a brick. But looking to doing the sidewalk and also putting in the ramps, ADA ramps on each end to be able to put crosswalks down.
Okay.
On all the corners. Because we have them on each end, I think.
Well, I mean, the corners of them. In between town.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
I was looking. See anything.
All right, do you have anything else for us?
I don't believe so.
Okay, we'll move on to E, Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Well, I got for tonight that we've repaired the water leak on Lower Avenue. We repaired the water leak on Rusty Road. We repaired the water leak on Timberville, 4-inch. Part of water leak on Chalet Drive. Part of water leak on Spring Street. We have done 93 work orders. And you got the farmer's market right there stained. I don't know if y'all noticed or not. Got it stained. And I was going to get with Jimmy today, but he's been busy. But we're going to, in the morning, on Plum Street up there, we're going to go up there and put a couple joints of 2-inch pipe in up on Plum Avenue.
No Plum.
Yeah, we always have them leaks and stuff, and then we just going up there and band-aid it, and it keeps leaking. So we're just going to go up there one spot and then stop and then go over.
Because a lot of those lines is getting where we can't replace them.
Because you got too much repair. Yeah.
So keep putting clamps on it, so I'll just come up there and just go up there and put couple joints of 2-inch pipe up there, take care of that
and actually put what pipe belongs in the ground.
Right, yeah. So that's what we're going to do in the morning. So I just want to let y'all know.
Question. Where did y'all find your leak on Chalet?
We found it up there on, you know where Mr., he's a teacher up there at Wise.
Yeah, O'Donnell.
O'Donnell, yeah. Right up there beside his house, right there over that hill, right there, so we found it at.
Good deal.
Yep.
Good deal.
That's all I have for tonight.
Questions for Mr. Livingston? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I do not see anyone from the Lane Group present, so we'll move on to Treasurer. Oh, do you have anything from the Lane Group?
I do.
Okay.
Hey. I got contacted by Chris on Thursday or Friday. And I need to get with, I got it written down, but we have to start advertising for bidding for the repairs down at Lower End of Banner
Sewer.
So, yeah.
I guess PSA is already sitting ready, aren't they?
I think they were still bidding. Yeah, I don't think they've bid yet on it, but they're trying to work it out where we can do it together.
Yeah.
We have to have all the equipment on the station, so having to buy or purchase some extra time.
So will Chris do that advertising for us?
Yeah.
They do all that.
I got one more thing to say, too.
Yes.
Anthony's supposed to get back with me. This road out here coming across the bridge, we're going to put the drain across through there. Then we'll put a drain up here at our maintenance shop. He said this road down here probably going to be closed for about 2 or 3 days.
Where we come over here in the parking lot?
Yeah, coming across through there. But you'll still be able to exit. He said they probably have to come around and walk down this way and come over here.
So the businesses...
We got a resident right up here. How's...
Oh, yeah, up on the hill. Yeah, I better let him know that.
And so the people that have businesses over here would have to walk from...
Well, we got that resident, like Gene said, on the hill, they don't have to have access to the
car.
So,
whatever his name is.
I'll get hooked up with him and let him
know. Okay. Anything else from the Lane Group?
No.
Okay, next is G, Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Good evening.
tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $1,878. The interim accounts payables were $104,199.38. You have copies of meeting minutes for August 12th public hearing, August 12th regular meeting, August 26th workshop meeting, and September 3rd special call meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, September the 6th, was $143,174.68. We had $32,698.56 in outstanding checks and $1,878 in accounts payable due, leaving a balance of $108,598.12. Since I prepared those reports, we had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $9,080.64. Today's deposit was $17,293.37 for a combined total cash availability of $134,972.13. You have a copy of our online disbursements, which totaled $6,017.95. The total cash availability report for all the month of August and September current, and the cash comparison report. Also included copies of our most recent credit card statements for card services for the corporate cards and the WEX Valero cards.
Well, I will make a motion to accept the council minutes from the public hearing August 12th, 2024. It was a public hearing.
Second. Oh, motion in 2 seconds to adopt the August the 12th public hearing meeting minutes.
To wonder.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
And I will make a motion to accept the minutes as presented for the regular meeting, August 12th, 2024.
Second.
Motion a second to accept the August the 12th regular meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the council minutes for the workshop meeting on August 26, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the August 26, 2024 workshop meeting minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
One more. No, I've got two more things. The council minutes, make a motion for council minutes for the special call on September 3rd, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the September 3rd, 2024 special call meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the total accounts payable due as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the interim accounts payable due as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Do I have to do one for
Mrs. Sharp, do you need anything else?
No.
Okay. Questions for Mrs. Sharp? All right. Thank you. The next item is eight. Next item is H, attorney report.
Okay. At our last workshop meeting last month, we discussed storefront windows and our current ordinance that reads any commercial business establishment which serves the general public shall maintain and provide ample space on its windows facing the adjoining street so as to provide clear and unobstructed visibility to normal law enforcement by either vehicle or foot patrol, and the violation of this section shall be deemed to be in violation of the zoning ordinance as well as the penalty for a class 4 misdemeanor. In discussing, in our discussions from last month, I went ahead and drafted an ordinance that makes the modifications that you all had requested. And it reads, whereas pursuant to section 15.2.2280 of the Code of Virginia, any county or municipality may regulate, restrict, permit, prohibit, and determine the use of land, buildings, structures, and other specific uses. And whereas pursuant to section 15.2.2283, ordinances shall be for the general purpose of promoting the health, safety, or general welfare of the public and to provide for adequate light, air, convenience of access, safety from fire, flood, impounding structure failure, crime, and other dangers. Now, therefore, be ordained by the Covered Town Council as follows. And it would read, it would change the section from storefront windows to now being unobstructed front windows on commercially zoned property. And would read, any property zoned for commercial business shall maintain and provide ample space on its front windows facing the adjoining streets so as to provide clear and unobstructed visibility to normal law enforcement by either vehicular or foot patrol, and the violation of this section shall be deemed to be in violation of the zoning ordinance in addition to any other penalty as provided herein. Any person violating this ordinance shall be guilty of class 4 misdemeanor in addition to any other penalties or remedies that are available by law. This ordinance shall be effective immediately upon adoption, and all ordinances and portions of ordinances in conflict with provisions of this ordinance are hereby repealed, dated this blank, day of blank. And bottom line, what this changes is from an active business with unobstructed front windows to making it one that's zoned for commercial business.
Very good. I would like to see this added to the public hearing for October the 15th, and we'll get it and also place on the regular meeting agenda so we can adopt it then.
They've also done this to their buildings. Look here. It's called. They had put up leaves and painted it, and it really pretty to look at.
All that'll work?
Yes, sir.
And that was your front street.
You good with that? Okay.
Sounds good. I guess my only question was going to be, do we need to specify, like, during hours of operation, or can we do that? I guess my concern is, like, if they close up at 9 p.m. and they have a blind or something, are we...
And to me, that's the big issue we're currently having, which I think is why we say commercially zoned for business, because I think that when we're looking at it, there's maybe some places that we're trying to get
cleaned up. So,
we can't do that.
I know, I think one of the places here has got up shades because of the sun.
Correct.
And I understand that being that problem. But
correct. And that's the other thing, and why I wanted to get it to you all tonight, and maybe even discuss at the next workshop meeting about exceptions, because obviously, you know, I'm not trying to cause any extra problem for active businesses, but at the same time, we're wanting to make sure it's safe.
Yes, sir.
Because your foot patrols, if you can't see in, you don't know if there's somebody in there
correct
doing something they shouldn't be doing or whatever.
I just understand the argument of both sides. And
yeah.
If we are going to clarify anything, I think between now and when we vote that in would be the time to clarify that. Personally, I feel like if it's open, it's going to allow our officers to have better visibility as to what's going on in there. You know, if they had a blind that was open, or if we know that they close at 9 p.m. and we see somebody in there at midnight, we can stop and figure out why they're in there. But if it's closed, we may not know that they're in there. So I do understand their argument, but the argument for the ordinance as it stands, I think, is a better one personally.
So I think that people that have the blinds during business hours and the sun's on it, that could be an exception. But when they close at night, they need to be opened. That would be my thought. What's yours?
No, I agree with you. What I'm trying to say is people obviously have been using those front places to live in.
Correct.
And that's not...
I think that's against their ordinance too. Yeah.
In the town of Coburn, that they can't do that on opening up on Main Street.
Is that not one of our ordinances about living on the ground floor? On the ground floor.
When you live downtown here.
I had to live on the back side.
You had to live on the back side.
The door's open to the back.
I went down and spoke to them and they promised me that they were not.
But once this is passed, we'll be able to.
We'll get a tax check.
So just, I showed Devontae a picture. So we did Possum Fest. Very nice festival.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't want to go play with possums.
Well, no, but everything else is pretty neat. But anyway, I just showed Devontae one of their buildings that had burned in the middle. There's nothing. So on the front, they had taken and put plywood out and put square decoration painted real pretty. And it looked nice, even though there was nothing in the building. And when you looked in the windows upstairs, you could see the sky. But it still looked good as you went by. And so some of these that, you know, that could be, that's better than what I'm looking at now. But I'd prefer them to clean it and get it.
How about buildings that are strictly used for storage?
I said, I don't think I can stop that. I don't think you can. I don't think I can legally say you can't store stuff there.
No, but...
But the windows are locked off.
Right. And when they uncover it, it's going to look nappy.
And when I was looking at the Virginia Code sections, I'm not sure about storage, but I mean, it was pretty clear from a safety standpoint that if we wanted to put in our ordinances saying that that whole area couldn't be blocked, that we clearly can do that.
What do you think?
I think the way that the ordinance is written is very well written. It would cover the intent of what we're looking at. I just wanted to point out that there may be some of your businesses that aren't on the extreme end that we're referring to that might have some legitimate reason for, you know, put some shades up occasionally. And I just, if we were going to clarify anything before we put it into place between now and the October meeting, would be that time to clarify that. I think that's just where we get some feedback from our business owners and just let them know the intent of the council and what they're trying to accomplish. I think everybody's in agreement as to what we're trying to accomplish.
So is this going to be for just Front Street?
No, any commercial zone.
Or that any, going out towards
any commercial subway. Zone building in Coburn?
Subway.
It'll be equitable to all the commercially zoned properties in the town. So I think that by wording it that way, it puts a standard on any of our commercial properties that, you know, makes it standard across the board, not just...
Right.
We're not just singling certain individuals out.
Correct. Overall, from the few businesses that I have talked to in reference to it, they understand the intent and they're They're fine with it. I have spoken to all of them, but the ones that I have spoken to. Understand what the council is trying to accomplish. It's favorable because it's trying to clean up basically the white properties that we're having some issues with and routine complaints on. But I think the ordinance that we wrote was it covered that very well.
All right. Just put that over on our
public hearing
and on the agenda for the regular meeting. Any other questions? In regards to that, Mr. Sturgill, do you have anything else?
I do not.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Sturgill?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hearing none, we'll move on. We have no new business. We have one item for old business, which is the Veriflow residential meter tester.
So, question about that thing. What do we do now? What are we using to test with now? Do we have anything that we test with now?
And if they feel or think it is, then we replace it.
No, it was in the last one, though. We've seen it a couple of times.
Two times back. I just happened to bring it the last time because I wanted to to know more about it.
Basically what that is, you can connect it to either side of the meter, as long as the water goes through the meter, to calculate the same distance between the water if you're testing versus the water that's actually going through the meter. And it tells you if it's reading high, low.
And that was the part that you brought up the last time when we were first started discussing this. If a customer like we ran into one day, you and I and Karen sitting there talking,
exactly.
if it's on him and he calls us out there, we're going to bill him for a service call. Now, if it's on us, then
if it's an issue with the meter, then we will go ahead and fix it. If the meter shows reading, most towns do, they take three readings. And they average between the three and what's showing on the meter versus what's showing on that apparatus. If it's our problem, then there's nothing to the customer to replace the meter. If the meter's working fine within limits, and then there's a service call fee that goes to them.
Do we really, really need it? Really?
We use it today.
do we use one of those, Jeff?
What's your opinion?
What's your opinion now? You're the ones using it. And this is where we've got to have a meeting of the minds.
They said that, I really don't know. I suppose I've seen something like that.
Well, I had never seen anything like that, but Jimmy obviously has.
I say probably will.
Would that solve a problem?
It started from talking with Brian at the water plant because of a lot of the meters, after a length of time, they either start reading high or low. If they're reading high, that means the customer's getting
billed
for more. If it's reading low, they're getting billed for normal, then we're losing water from that.
The old saying that I used to hear way back when, an old meter, don't change out. For the customer's sake, don't change out an old meter because you're probably coming out for the good.
Customer's coming out for good,
yeah.
And we'll be losing. I call some of the towns, that's who I know that town-wise, that's what they do. They have the same thing. And instead of going in and replacing all the meters every time,
right,
they run that. And if it matches what's going through the meter, that's good.
So what would be the service call for doing that?
Go ahead.
They charge $25.
Because my question is going to be, is how long does it take to do that? How many people are on that job? And how much am I paying them per hour to be there to do that? That would be my charge.
Well, we might as well start doing that for everything we do.
Because we do a lot.
We do a lot.
There's a lot of stuff like that, that when we send people out and it's an hour's job and we're paying them an hourly wage to go do a job, and then the customer is only paying a small fee for their hour. Something to look at and see what the other towns are doing.
All right, I'll take it under advice.
Does that make sense?
But what you're saying is we do this right much. Or we run into this situation right much.
Well, instead of going to a place and the meter is reading whatever they think is wrong and replace the meter, we just spent $300-$400, $500 for a meter. And according to town-wise, they have cut back tremendously on purchasing meters.
For the fact of using that tool.
Yes. And use that tool, everywhere it takes 10, 15 gallons of water to go through three different times. That's on time they're going to be there. I even bought a clipboard with a calculator on.
And Wise is the only one using it at this time?
Yeah. I haven't talked to PSA when I tried calling Burr.
Couldn't get him, I bet
you. he was in a meeting or something.
My personal comment would be that we need to hold off on purchasing this. If it, I mean, I know it would be beneficial, but it's not an absolute necessity right now. And we did just spend, I'm going to say, $1,000 in supplies for Public Works, so I would like to hold off, my personal opinion, on purchasing this for now.
Yeah, don't lose it. Bring it back to us.
Well, FYI, the restock is always going to be there.
Yeah.
Right.
Always. Every month.
Yeah. Well, it won't be this high every month if we do it on a rolling basis. So to wait until it piles up. Okay. All right. Comments from other council in regards to the Veriflow residential meter test? Okay. Hearing none, do we have a reason to go into closed session tonight? No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Shoot, Jeremy.
All right. Next item is council comments and concerns. Mr. Steele.
I appreciate, I really do, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but I do appreciate each and every one of you for all that you do. It takes all of us, and when we're having a discussion like with this machine that Jimmy's talking about, I want everybody to feel free to be able to put their input in on it, because that's how we come up with a solution, you know. Don't think something's too crazy or whatever to ask, because we'll never know until we beat it around the bush a little bit and then come up with a solution. But I do appreciate each and every one of you for all that you do.
Okay, Mrs. Steele.
What he said.
All right. Okay, I don't have any comments. I make a motion to adjourn.
Should I have a comment real quick?
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
I got an email back from Mike Boyd, and he said that if I can go out and measure it tomorrow, he'll have me how much.
Okay, if you would just email us and let us know.
Thank you.
All right. So we have a motion to adjourn in a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.